Some government officials in Mexico are pushing back against the president's plans to reopen parts of the economy. COVID-19 cases are surging in the country, and health officials acknowledge the death toll may be even higher than they're calculating. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us now from Mexico City. And Carrie, tell us about this pushback from some of those local health officials there. They're not reopening as the president said they should.
Well, there are around 300 municipalities on this list. They're called Towns of Hope, where they haven't had any COVID cases. But the majority of them are in the southern states like Oaxaca. And the governor there said now is not the time to reopen. Some of these towns are in very poor areas and they don't have any health facilities. You know, they closed up early knowing that they couldn't handle any sort of outbreak. You've also heard similar comments from governors in other states around the country. They seem not so eager to open up, especially to start up schools.
You laid out some of those rural areas and some of the challenges they're dealing with. How bad is the coronavirus situation in the country overall?
It's getting bad. So far, there's over 50,000 confirmed cases and deaths are creeping up to about 6,000. But you have to keep in mind when you hear all these numbers that Mexico is not doing a lot of testing. This is a country of about 125 million, and they've only done about 150,000 tests to date. That's one of the lowest testing rates in the world. I went out recently and I went to the general hospital here, and I do talk to nurses and doctors around the country, and, you know, they're exhausted. They're sad watching so many deaths, and they're worried. One of their biggest worries is whether they'll still have equipment and protective gear to last them through the whole outbreak. So there's a lot of concern and a lot of independent media reporting that the undercount of especially the dead here in Mexico City, one report showed a database of suspected deaths that could be three times lower than people that really have died of COVID. Officials even acknowledge that, you know, bureaucratic lag times and minimal testing have led to an undercount.
Yeah. Given all of this, why is the president suggesting the country reopen back up?
Well, it's not the total. It's not the whole country opening. It's just a few counties where there is no virus. But in places where there have been virus outbreaks and there are key industries, he's saying it's time to open up. And those key industries are construction, mining, and especially the auto factories here. They're key in the U.S.-Mexico supply chain for the auto industry. And he's under a lot of pressure from the U.S. to open up those key industries for the supply chain. He's also under a lot of pressure at home, because the economy is tanking fast here.
Yeah.
So that it's a combination of the two, the pressure from the U.S. and also his own ideas that the lockdown isn't really strategically needed and it may be doing more harm to the poor in the country by taking away their economic activity than the virus itself.
But you've reported that there have been COVID-19 cases in some of these plants that supply U.S. businesses. Some workers have even died.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation, especially in the maquila, the manufacturing plants up at the border. There have been dozens of deaths reported there. The president says what the companies will now have to do is promise to monitor all employees going in and out, like temperature taking and providing masks and goggles. But the government is outright saying that they're just trusting the companies to comply and will only randomly inspect. So we're going to have to watch carefully how this limited reopening goes about.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. Carrie, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.